Hello, Word Nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I'm so glad you're here. We are going to have a little bit of a party. First word is base, B-A-S-E. It is an adjective from the 14th century. One is archaic, of little height. Number two is obsolete, low in place or position. And let's turn down the microphone just a tad. Number three is also obsolete, and we have the synonym base, spelled B-A-S-S. So the main word is B-A-S-E. I could also say the base word is B-A-S-E. Number four, also archaic, synonym is baseborn, all one word. 5A, resembling a, well, now this is interesting. I thought it was the word villain, but it looks like it's villain, V-I-L-L-E-I-N. I am not familiar with this word, resembling a villain. And a synonym is servile, as in a base tenant, like the tenant who lives in an apartment building. 5B, held by villainage. There's another form of that word, as in base tenure. 6A, being of comparatively low value and having relatively inferior properties, as lack of resistance to corrosion, as in a base metal such as iron. And then it says compared to the word noble, N-O-B-L-E. Yeah, I've also heard noble metals or noble, I'm trying to think, like on the periodic table, noble something, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to move on to 6B, containing a larger than usual proportion of base metals, as in base silver denarii, that is D-E-N-A-R-I-I. Don't know what it is. Maybe it's a piece of money? Number 7A, lacking or indicating the lack of higher qualities of mind or spirit. And a synonym is ignoble. Oh, boy. Ignoble. That reminds me of when I tried to say, or when I said this one phrase backwards, ignomamaya imtakul, which is, of course, as everybody knows, look at me, I am a monkey. Anyway, it's I can't even say it. Ignoble. I-G-N-O-B-L-E. So it's interesting that one of these definitions has the synonym noble, and the other one has the synonym ignoble. And are they same, similar, opposites? I don't know. So that's kind of interesting to me. Now we are on 7B, lacking higher values. Synonym is degrading, as in a drab, base way of life. Basely is an adverb, and baseness is a noun. And now we are going to read some synonym information for the word base. Did I say this is the third form of base? The other two were at the end of the last episode. Okay, base, low, vile, mean deserving of contempt because of the absence of higher values. Base stresses the ignoble and may suggest, I'm losing my place, and may suggest cruelty, treachery, greed, or grossness, as in base motives. Low may connote crafty cunning, vulgarity, or immorality, and regularly implies an outraging of one's sense of decency or propriety, as in refused to listen to such low talk. Low talk. Vile, the strongest of these words, tends to suggest disgusting depravity or filth, as in a vile remark. Now we have base angle, two words. It is a noun from circa 1949. Either of the angles of a triangle that have one side in common with the base. Baseball is next. It is a noun from circa 1815. Did you know that that word was that old? Because I didn't. A game played with a bat and ball between two teams of nine players, each on a large field having four bases that mark the course a runner must take to score. Also, the ball used in this game. I have a couple things that I want to mention, but I'm going to save them for the end of the episode, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget. So remember that and something else that I've already forgotten. Next is baseball cap. This is a noun from 1944, a cap of the kind worn by baseball players that has a rounded crown and a long visor. I do not look good in baseball caps, probably just hats in general. I've put them on, and I just think I look pretty stupid, so I do not wear baseball caps. Next is baseboard, all one word. It is a noun from 1847, a board situated at or forming the base of something. Specifically, a molding covering the joint of a wall and the adjoining floor. Next is baseborne, one word. This was the synonym for the number four definition of the first word of this episode. And it's archaic. So baseborne is an adjective from 1591. Number one, synonyms are mean, M-E-A-N, and my favorite word of the episode, ignoble. It's funny that I don't think anybody else has this, but in my brain, when a word starts with igno, this might be the only one, I want to say that backwards phrase. My mouth is trained to do that, and so it's actually really hard for me to say ignoble. Anyway, 2A, a humble birth, and 2B, of illegitimate birth. So humble birth, of illegitimate birth, similar, different, interesting. Next we have base exchange, two words, noun from circa 1956, a post exchange at a naval or air force base, not air forced. Now we have base hit, two words, it is a noun from 1847, a hit in baseball that enables the batter to reach base safely without benefit of an error or fielder's choice. Now we have base jumping. Ah, so this is interesting. I am going to learn something, and I hope you are too. So base is all caps, B-A-S-E, all caps. I didn't really ever know. That's not a correct phrase. That's not how you say it. I never really knew where this phrase comes from. Why do they use the word base? I always sort of thought you're jumping from a base of some kind, like a platform. But let me read this to you. It is a noun from 1982, the activity or sport of parachuting from a high structure as a building, tower, or bridge, or cliff. And base jumper is a noun. So the etymology says that the base is an acronym, I think that's the right word, acronym, for B for building, A for antenna, S for span, and E for earth. So what? How? So, yeah. What? Building? You jump off a building? Maybe you climb onto an antenna? You fall the span from that distance to the earth? I am so confused. I should look into this more. Why do they have the word base? Why is base an acronym for those four words? What? Where? Why did they put those four words together? I don't know. If you're a base jumper, why don't you give me a phone call? Contact me. All of the information is in the episode description. You all should know that. Let me know. Give me some more information. I might go to Wikipedia too. Next is baseline, all one word. It is a noun from 1610. One, a line serving as a basis, especially one of known measure or position used, as in surveying or navigation, to calculate or locate something. So without the parentheses, after the especially, it says, one of known measure or position used to calculate or locate something. Much more simple. 2A, either of the lines on a baseball field that lead from home plate to first base and third base and are extended into the outfield as foul lines. They call them baselines. Now we have 2B. Synonym is base path. So I think that's essentially the same thing as the baseball definition, but they also are called base path. Number three, a boundary line at either end of a court, as in tennis or basketball. Number four, oh, you know what? They should have a, we've already passed it, but they should have basketball in here. Now, why isn't, oh, that's because it's spelled differently. Yeah, did you ever see the movie Basketball from the guys who make South Park? It's funny. It is very adult. But that should be in here. Four, a usually initial set of critical observations or data used for comparison or a control. Number five, a starting point, as in the baseline of this discussion. Next is baseliner, all one word. It is a noun from circa 1929, a tennis player who stays on or near the baseline and seldom moves to the net. Next and last word for this episode is basement. Noun from 1613. 1. The part of a building that is wholly or partly below ground level. 2. The ground floor facade or interior in Renaissance architecture. Number 3. The lowest or fundamental part of something, specifically the rocks underlying stratified rocks. Wait, what? The rocks underlying stratified rocks. Number 4 is chiefly from New England. A toilet or washroom, especially in a school. Seriously? In New England, they call bathrooms basements? That's so fascinating. It can't be all people. Weird. Okay, basementless is an adjective. I have never heard anybody use that word. And this says it's probably from the first form of the word base, which was in the last episode, which is the one that had a gazillion definitions. It's funny, I actually never really thought about where the word basement came from. Clearly, the prefix base, it's like it's the base level of a building. What do you use? Do you say basement or do you say cellar? Maybe I should put up like a Twitter or Instagram poll just because that's a fun thing to do, right? People do that stuff. I've always said basement. I know some people say cellar, but they're the same thing. All right, what is the word of the episode? I think I am going to pick base jumping as the word of the episode because I was super blown away by the fact that base is an acronym. I didn't know that. All right, so what do I got to say? First of all, a friend of mine told me that his friend actually listens to this podcast. So if your name is Charlie, I am giving you a shout out. Thank you very much for listening. I'm always blown away by anybody who actually listens to this on a regular basis. I think there's maybe an average of 55 or 60 people who download this regularly, and all of you people are awesome, and all of you new people are awesome. And so that's very cool. Charlie, thank you. I think he said that you listen in your car with your kids or something. So hi, kids. I don't know your names, but you probably don't want me to say your names anyway. And keep on listening. Thank you. Let's see. What else do I got to say? Please leave a review on Apple. Give me constructive criticism if you want. Just, you know, send this stuff around. Join the Patreon. Oh, that was the other thing. I put up another exclusive episode. It is the first of maybe 4 exclusive episodes of bloopers from when I was reading the letter A, when I was actually doing editing. I was going to edit them all into one piece, but I was having trouble with that, and I didn't really want to put any more brain effort into it. So I sort of broke it up into sections, styles, types, whatever you want to call it. So the first one is just normal bloopers. There are a bunch of swear words. I think most of them are pretty funny. I still get a kick out of it when I listen to them. And maybe you will too. So if you want to get, if you want to hear those, you have to give me $5 a month. Nah, nah. And then there's some other funny bloopers that are coming up as well. Let's see. I think that is it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me talk. I like this podcast. I am going to keep on doing it, even if it's just for myself. It's sometimes kind of fun to just talk into a microphone by myself. But I do want to have some guests soon, so maybe I'll get those at some point. Anyway, I'm going to end this episode. This has been Spencer dispensing information into your brain. Thank you and goodbye.